A small insect is hurting Tunisia's prickly pears, an important source of money for the North African country's economy. Bassem Sanoun, a farmer struggling to deal with the insect problem, used the term insomnia, meaning an inability to sleep, to describe the issue. "Our biggest fear, which has caused me insomnia, is the fear of the cochineal insect that threatens our harvest," he said. The insect is known to some as the prickly pear cochineal. Farmers and experts say it has damaged large areas and caused concerns about its economic effects since it was first discovered in the country in 2021. The bug gets the sap from cactus pads, causing yellowing and eventual death of the plants. Agricultural expert Fozi Zeyani inspected dying prickly pear trees. He said, "The cochineal insect affects the prickly pear tree. As you can see, the trees are dying, and consequently, we are losing the essence of things, which is the cultivation of prickly pears." Zeyani said the insect was first discovered in Mexico. It was present there, and they treated it, and had prevention methods, he added. Then it spread to Morocco in 2015. This insect also came to Tunisia in October 2021, in the city of Madia. Zeyani estimates that prickly pears represent about 12% of Tunisia's agricultural land, making it second only to olive trees in agricultural wealth. The pears cover approximately 600,000 hectares and are an important source of money for thousands of people, particularly women who harvest and sell the fruit. Sanoun told Reuters, "This is our livelihood. It requires a lot of labor, and it's not just the farmer who benefits from it." The Tunisian government and international organizations are now taking steps to try to help deal with the insect's effects. The Food and Agriculture Organization started a $500,000 emergency project to introduce biological control methods, such as ladybugs, which are hunters of the insect. The Tunisian Ministry of Agriculture is promoting sustainable control measures, including changes in agricultural methods, pruning, and cleaning in production areas. "We must have a sustainable solution for the cochineal insect. This situation should not continue this way," said Naima Mafuti, an official at the Ministry of Agriculture. At his farm, Sanoun takes measures to clean and protect his healthy prickly pear trees. "But it will be a difficult job if the crisis continues and keeps drying up prickly pear trees. It starts at the bottom of the tree," he said. Selma Dridi, who owns prickly pear trees, says the problem is out of her control. She said, "God's will prevails. This is God's judgment." I'm Ashley Thompson.